Newsbiscuit. Real fake news.
Welcome to Newsbiscuit, the UK's original fake news. Newsbiscuit, journalism's answer to the question, who ate all the pies? I'm your host, Renfo, and I'm joined by three wise men. I'm sorry, I've misread that. That should just say three men. Dan Swerett.
Hello.
Chip Chase.
Hello.
And Paul L.
Hello.
This month, England crashes out of the World Cup with a bad case of deja vu. Electricity bills soar as your dad forgets to turn off the big light. And the nation's rail network grinds to a halt, so no change there. And that brings us to our first round news in brief, where our panelists select their favourite headlines. Paul, we're going to start with you.
Many living on the streets in cheap camping gear. Now is the winter of discount tents.
That's good.
It's a strong one.
Yeah. Shakespearean puns. I mean, we're pretty... That's a show. Skip is highbrow.
Show's finished.
Yeah, I usually start on something smutty, so I thought...
That's not really there, is it, Paul? I mean, you've got to really sort of dig deep to find the smut in that.
What are they doing in tents?
Yes, thank you, Paul. Yeah, what are they doing in the tent?
Prisoner with a pet rabbit made a run for it.
Yes.
It took me ages to work that one out.
No, I still haven't worked it out.
Well, that's the beauty of Newsbiscuit podcast. People don't find it funny to begin with, but 3 or 4 years after the event, they'll suddenly break into spontaneous laughter somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, run Slow for burn. It. Yeah.
Nobody's going to fantasize about Jerry Hall now, boasts Murdoch. This is to do with the announcement of their forthcoming nuptials, which has left everyone with the unsavoury image of Mr. Murdoch doing to Mrs. Hall what he has been doing to journalistic ethics for the past 50 years.
Well, that's an old story for Newsbiscuit, isn't it? Because they're getting divorced now.
Oh, my God. Is it?
Yeah. So your fingers on the pulse right there, Paul.
That's what I thought the reference was.
Yeah, no.
This is a roller coaster for me.
So she's getting divorced, not from him so much as the money. I mean, or does she gets to keep some of it now, doesn't she?
I don't know. I'm just shocked. I mean, love's great couple have broken up.
I'll say this: she has earned every penny.
Oh God!
Yeah. I mean, every penny and then some. I mean, whatever she gets, I mean, she's seen things that nobody should have to see.
Yeah,
you were right. Fingers on the pulse, and it's just waiting for it to stop.
Well, maybe that was the thing, is she married him, looked at him, thought he's only going to last another year, and he's frustratingly because he's powered by pure evil.
He has turned into Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, hasn't he?
Totally.
Yeah, but until you destroy all the Horcruxes, he'll keep going.
Yeah. Man who took herbs from a police canteen and binned them is charged with wasting police time.
Right.
Okay, last one. Tory ministers keeping their hands in their own pockets.
Oh. Government Cobra meeting thwarted due to all Cobras going on strike.
I like a bit of strike action. I manned a picket line in the last couple of weeks.
Did you?
I properly channeled all my kind of Boys from the Black Stuff kind of cultural references. And I was expecting a pitched battle with police at some point because I had that in my mind because that's from the 80s. Yeah. And instead, police car drove past and they gave us a little beep in support. So I was like, all right.
Yeah. You boys have changed.
Where's the fight?
You used to beat the crap out of us.
Yeah. But we were manning a picket line. And then we realised the postal workers were also doing a picket line just down the road. And they had burgers going.
Right, wow.
So we joined their picket line. Well, they did the proper thing with the whole kind of fiery bin.
Yeah, the brazier.
Yeah, which is supposed to have, we didn't have that. So
marshmallows.
Yeah, we joined them. It was much more fun.
Wow. Did you have an air fryer? Something modern.
Can't get them. Oh, that's a seasonal thing. You can't get an air fryer. I've just heard on the radio. Can't get an air fryer for love and money.
Is that the must-have present? An air fryer?
Mm. Yeah, that's it. That's what you got to have.
Well, didn't it used to be like cabbage patch dolls?
Yeah,
But
all the kids want an air fryer now.
Power Rangers. Yeah. That's when my kids were young. Power Rangers was the thing.
Look at Johnny pretending that he's much younger than he is, saying his kids were into Power Rangers. Yeah. Your kids are into Muffin the Mule.
I've got one of those sticks with the string that you spin.
Cute old joke, and they never saw me doing that. Short and sweet. Keen to take up rugby. James Webb Space Telescope looks back in time, may even be able to view the birth of Jacob Rees-Mogg. Waitrose announces Fortnum and Mason price match. Man who caused sewage lorry spillage charged with driving under the effluence.
Hey. Lorry full of wicks overturning on the M5. Yeah. Police combing in the area. Hey.
And that last one from me. Elgin Marbles return to Greece at risk as they won't take Andrew as part of the deal.
Hey, isn't there a Prince Andrew the musical coming to Channel 4 over Christmas? Yeah, Channel 4 have made it.
Is it soundtracked by like Gary Glitter? And
I know. It's very hard to imagine. Yeah. I hope it's as horrendous as it is in my head.
I assume it's comedy. It's not.
It's like a serious drama.
Oh, I think it's a love story. Boy meets girl. Boy is a lot older than girl.
Girl didn't want to be there.
No. But it's trapped on a love island. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem it's going to be the snowman of 2022, does it?
Walking on eggshells.
Yes. Dan, over to you.
Man finally acknowledges he has more bags for life than his life actually warrants. All advent calendar doors have a landlord behind them.
Oh, yeah.
The first sinister.
Yes.
Picket line braziers offers pensioners warm space. Boss spying on your mail is most angry about your spelling. The final one, it's a seasonal one. News Biscuit Annual, perfect Christmas gift.
That's a very good plug there. In fact, if
well, don't draw attention to it.
Yeah, if we can now spend the next 30 minutes talking about this would really help the sales.
What are we talking about? The reasonably priced News Biscuit Annual?
Very reasonably priced and very funny.
Well, given the price of winter fuel, you could burn News Biscuit books at a much cheaper rate. It could be used as a draft excluder.
I'm just finishing the last one. The new one's just...
It's like community service, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got yet to tell my dad there's a new one. He'll be so pleased.
Yeah, it just needs that sad look that relatives get when you hand over to a News Biscuit book for Christmas.
I make him buy it himself.
All right.
Just what I never wanted.
Our next round, then, is True Biscuit, where a panel has to guess which is a real headline and which is a fake one. Dan, we're going to kick off with you. What have you got?
Doctor removes 23 contact lenses from eye of patient who forgot to take them out for almost a month.
What? I mean, don't they sit on top of, so they're sitting on top of each other?
Yeah.
They have, I mean, they're thin, but a whole 23, wouldn't his eye be just sticking out by about an inch?
Yeah. It would be. We'd have 23-23 vision as well, wouldn't
we? Yeah. No, what was it? Was it the million-dollar man who had that bionic eye that could see for miles?
Yeah, why did he have one?
Well, he's getting his cataracts done.
What was he using
done?
The other one for?
Yes. You only do one at a time.
That's
So would you? Can this guy then see for miles? Because he's got all the... Yeah.
Could zoom in further than the James Webb Telescope.
Yeah, James Webb Telescope.
The images from this were much better.
Yeah.
Those James Webb Telescope images came in and they went, that's nothing.
The only problem was the images were from the woman across the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's everyone who's given a superpower. I mean, you'd like to think you'd use a superpower for, like, solving world hunger and curing cancer. But everyone just goes, oh, no, you're invisible for the day. You go, well, I'm going to hang around in changing rooms, aren't I? And it's the same goes if you've got a bionic eye. I am just going to look into my neighbor's house a lot.
It's like when you get one superpower, you have to give something else up, and it's the ability to blink.
Yeah, wouldn't he have noticed after all this time that he was only blinking with one eye? And so the person in question, they didn't spot it themselves. It was the optician who spotted it when they went in.
It's like one of those stories about the EE, when they have a cockroach in their ear and they've had it there for 6 years and never realised. But it's like that, but with your eye.
But had he not gone to the optician, he would have just kept putting more and more on then.
Yeah, and getting steady, better and better vision.
And it was only the one eye, you say? So he was taking it out of the other eye, though, every night, and then just getting halfway through the process and going, oh, I'm sure I'm finished.
He wasn't called Mr. Cyclops, was he?
Yeah. Also, it's easy to get distracted sometimes. You're doing something, suddenly someone says something, you go, oh, what's that? So maybe every time he was about to take it out, he went, oh, what was I doing? I can't remember.
Blimey, that's clear.
Yeah. Every night, the same distraction.
Exactly, it.
Yeah.
It sounds to me, I mean, it's just the discomfort of it has to be, you know, unbelievable. I'm going to go false.
I'm really considering this. That's the podcast of the year. I really want to get a full
You'll
score.
You'll get one right eventually.
I know it's not a competition, but it is. I am going to go false. You'd notice, wouldn't you? I mean, your eye would just be weeping all, like, oh, it's got a weepy eye again.
We'll move on from Paul's weeping eye. Dad, true or false?
It's true.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
It is. It is. No. It's entirely true.
How can it be a true thing?
It was a woman who...
misgender the person all the way through.
Yeah, this type of stupidity, though.
Yeah,
that seems very male.
Yes, exactly. That'd be my
totally male, isn't it?
Do we know why she never spotted it? Or?
No, she just forgot to take them out. So it was she put in a new set of contact lenses for 23 days in a row without ever taking the previous days out. And there's a video of the optician taking them out, which I have not watched because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, when the optician goes, can I film this? It's bad, isn't it?
It is.
Anytime a medical professional goes, can we film this, please? You've mucked up. Yeah. It's a good rule of thumb.
I've never seen this before. She said, well, you should wear 23 pairs of contact lenses. You'll see everything.
Paul, what have you got?
All medical diagnoses to be made by Facebook. Groups, so sort of crowdsourcing, alleviate pressure on medical.
I've been to things like Mumsnet and stuff, and I do know that everyone is willing to offer all kinds of medical advice.
Yeah,
based on
you're
no
gonna die.
Actual
That's
knowledge.
The most popular one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sore finger. Oh, that could lead to death.
There's probably a mathematical thing though. Works. If you ask the audience, option to be a millionaire is there actually? If you ask enough people, statistically. You know, the majority will be right just because that's how these things work.
That's a great game show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just get people on with ailments, get the audience to vote on it, and it shows up on a graph with Jeremy Clark shouting over the top.
50-50, it's either trap wind or it's stage 4 cancer. Oh,
yeah, you're always only 2 clicks away from death. Go on to Dr. Google.
So this is sort of corral it into Facebook. Apparently there's videos, CPR, so you got... And the Heimlich manoeuvre they put up there as well. So it's...
Put the two things together. You don't know if you're doing CPR or the Heimlich manoeuvre. Yeah. It's just like a combination of the two.
Yeah. You will have adverts, obviously, which is unfortunate.
But targeted.
Yes, targeted adverts. So, you know...
As you're having CPR done, you know, so they're doing the 15,
just
whatever counts
on,
it. They have to pause every 30 seconds.
For a moment from our sponsor. Yes.
Do you need CPR right now? Pause.
A Google Hangout, but for medical thing. I mean, Google Hangouts don't exist anymore. I think they got rid of them. But,
Google Hangouts?
Yeah, I never hung out in a Google. I saw them, but I never hung out in one.
Yeah, Do you ever pop in of a Google Hangout? Yeah.
What's a Google Hangout?
Well, it used to be a bit of like sort of chat room type things, I think. Not chat rooms, where you could get your friends together and speak.
Yeah. You
know. But this is through Google, a search engine. So what, you put into a chat room with other people who've searched the same thing that you have?
It was a
Russian
thing.
Mail order brides, and I'm stuck in a room with middle-aged men going, what are we here?
Yeah, me, that was me. Yeah.
Why is my eye weeping?
A nasty thing that might be true because, you know, groups on Facebook are just full of nutcases, really, generally, in my experience.
Well, I know Facebook is matching you up with people who like-minded, Chip Chase. If you're in a room full of nutcases, there's a reason for that.
Would it help putting you in a room with people with the same ailment? Don't you want somebody who would help you rather than just they're all having the same problem? That's therapy.
Lots of anecdotal stuff. You think you're bad, my knee. I'll tell you about my knee. Yeah, and then you sort of discourse for half an hour on somebody else's knee, and all you want is news on your own knee.
And I guess if you wait long enough in that chat room with people with the same ailment, if one of them then dies, then you know it's serious enough that you need to go and seek medical attention.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're just looking at each other. It's like a Mexican sort of standoff, waiting for someone to drop.
Harry's gone.
Right, quick, let's all go to A&E. Yeah.
So I'll say false.
It's actually false. It's a true biscuit from the last annual. From the story.
Which can also be bought at Christmas, can't it?
Yes, yeah.
Chip Chase, your True Biscuit.
Company announces new service that will turn your deceased loved one's remains into an ocean reef. That's killed everything.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, I know, I'm aware there are services that you can get because you can get your ashes turned into fireworks and things. And I think you can even get turned into like a diamond, can't you? But I wasn't aware that you could get turned into a reef. Is this for people who are particularly dead, sort of aquatically minded, or?
Well, it could be. It could be sort of, you know, I would imagine they might have the modern day equivalent of Jacques Cousteau, sort of frog thinging, and there's a frog man sort of going around you, and you've got little beautiful shoals of fish swimming through, all that sort of stuff.
But an ocean reef, that's like, you know, 1,000 miles long.
Yeah.
How big are these people?
Pretty big.
Or is it a combination of people? So you have to join.
So you come from your Facebook group with other like-minded, aquatically affected ailments, and all get cremated together.
Yes. And then people later on can point to bits of the reef and go, well, that's lumbago.
Most ocean reefs are dying, though. Have your loved ones die again?
This is resurrection.
By pollution this time.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know enough about reefs because where I live, there aren't many. A reef is a living thing, though, as I think Paul was alluding to. Mm. So how then are the bodily remains of people, how does that then become a living reef? I don't know. What's the process?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Right. I expect you to do some research on these things. You can't
could be bluffing.
They have to grab onto things, don't they, I think.
Yeah.
Like they have to be seeded on something.
Don't they evolve like the kettle? What do you call it in your kettle?
Limescale
in your kettle, yeah.
Yeah.
My dead man is like limescale. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
They throw old cars and coral grow on old ships that have sunk and stuff like
on
that.
On top of my nan?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if your nan was going to drive the car,
she
liked
boats, though.
Yes, is it quicker if you just. Yeah, by accident, drive your car into the sea and drown, and then you've got the car and the body together.
You're in situ, aren't you? That might work.
Yeah, it's more climate friendly, isn't it?
Yeah.
To just drive in than be burnt.
Did you say Chip Chase, that it's the ashes or it's actually just the body that they're just stapling a corpse to a reef?
I think it's the remains, just the remains, whatever the remains are.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, the remains can
I've got this completely wrong.
Full corporeal body. Well, they could be the ashes, couldn't
they? So they just dump the body, maybe, and then the crabs are having a little nibble.
Yeah,
and...
maybe.
I don't know maritime law. But
is that your defence in any...
that's a disclaimer.
I put it to you that you do. You're fully cognizant.
When Paul's caught on Clapham Common, that's his default defence.
I don't know maritime law, but I don't...
My friend is dressed as a pirate, it's legal.
It sounds like a new sort of ruse from Central Office. You know, when you go on the TV shows, you know, start every preface with that. So what about the health crisis? Well, I don't know maritime law.
I don't think you can just put dead bodies in the sea.
Oh, he said hopefully. Yeah, because the cost in patios alone has been outrageous.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Had you known that this was an option?
I'd be like, oh, what? There's expensive sea I could have used.
Well, we pump raw sewage in, so... Yeah.
I know sewage law, and that seems to be that's apparently legal. So
depends how many remains are in that effluent that's been flushed into the sea, doesn't it? Is there people get flushed down the toilet? I mean, there's fish, coral full of goldfish remains, which takes us back to square one. Yeah.
And if any of our listeners do want to get rid of human remains, News Biscuit can offer a variety of services.
Yeah.
Comes with a free plunger.
Don't forget to use Paul's "I'm not an expert in maritime law" defense, should you be questioned.
Never fails.
Yeah. Yes.
True. Just sounded true.
It had a ring of authenticity, did it? Did it, Dad? Did it? Because I've got a London Bridge I need to sell you right now.
Look, I've got a twister mat and I spin the thing and it either says true or false.
Right. Okay. Paul, as our...
Non-expert on maritime law,
yeah.
I'm going to go false. I just can't see how the maritime law people would let it go.
It's true. The company Eternal Reefs.
Ah, oh, and they've done a little pun with reefs. That's clever.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Had you told us there was a pun involved, I'd have definitely gone for it.
Well, here you go. And further detail, it mixes the cremated remains of a person into a pearl onto which a loved one can etch personal messages, handprints, environmentally friendly in brackets, and mementos.
I like the way that you can put a message on the pearl as long as the message is bye.
You need one of those 20. You need 20.
It can't be very long, can it?
No, you need 23 lenses to be able to magnify it. I mean, that's as a pearl.
Nice though, you're a pearl. That sounds better.
Yeah,
than what we had, which is like my nan's dead body in a car.
Flushed down the toilet.
flushed down the toilet, which wasn't as pleasant. Gents, I don't know. Did you manage to get yourselves a second Trubisket for?
I've got one if you like.
We got some other ones. Yes, everyone got a second?
Yeah, I've got a second. Yeah.
Oh, well, brilliant. Oh, we're going to go around again. Oh, this is my Christmas treat right here. This is it. I'm living it. So we're going to get a second round of Trubiskets. Fantastic. Santa loves this. Dan, again, what is it?
High Temple left without any monks after they all failed drug tests.
I want that to be true.
I mean, monks are synonymous with drinking, though. Monks do drink a lot.
Wine.
So monks also partake of other... Well, do we know what kind of drugs they failed on? What drugs were they having there, Dan?
Illegal drugs.
Oh, right.
Not like
spice.
Amoxicillin or anything. They weren't taking antibiotics, and that was against...
Spotted being zombie monks after having spice, weren't they?
I assume it was marijuana.
You assume, do you, Paul?
He doesn't know maritime law.
When he's relaxed with monks in the past, their default drug of choice, is it?
Well, they've got the gardens, haven't they, to grow it.
Sneaky. They could put it in a thurible, couldn't they?
Everyone's Googling thurible now. Nice.
I knew being an altar boy would come in handy one day.
Just the terrible other negatives.
Swings and roundabouts, which is ironically where they chased me. So they chucked out the High Temple, you say. Does that mean they're now banned from being monks forever onwards?
They were arrested and they had urine tests, which showed up the drugs, and now they've been
demonked.
and the town are looking for new monks.
See, at least with monks, then they're not going to rat on each other because of the vow of silence. That's the one good thing about it. Also, with monks, once they've been like thrown out, of course, that's brilliant for a monk because that means by default you become a wandering master of martial arts. Yeah. At least that's what my 1970s TV programs told me. Yeah, any monk that's just wandering around can kick your ass.
He can't say anything, but he can kick your ass.
Who calls upon a random drug test for monks, by the way? They must have been misbehaving to such an extent that someone said, we're going to have to test these guys. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's going to be a new Olympic sport, isn't it? Monking. And now they're subject to random drug tests by the IOC.
Yeah. Who's the head monk? What would he call the main man in a monastery?
An abbot.
It's the abbot. An abbot, isn't it? Yeah. The abbot sort of was feeling a bit grumpy, thought he'd just do a spot test or something.
Maybe he was actually going to show off to everyone. He was like making a big point of, my monks are so pure. Oh, yeah, they could even pass a drug test. Yeah. And then he does cause the drug test. Then it's like, shit, they all failed. Yeah. This looks terrible.
I didn't think Gary would fail, but I couldn't get him down swinging from the lights.
Maybe it could be a plot by the nuns. Maybe there's a monastery, a nunnery nearby. Wimples or cassocks, that's the thing.
That's a good dating website.
Wimple.
It's a 10-part Netflix series, if nothing else, isn't it?
Wimples and cassocks.
In the medieval period, nuns were allowed to have 2 pints of wine a day, and the male monks were allowed 8 pints a day.
Wow.
Yeah, but of course, it's because the water purity was so crappy. Yeah. Well, at least that was the excuse. Maybe that's the argument they're putting forward for...
What, the air is not clear enough, smoke marijuana.
There must have been a point where the water got better and they were going, you can drink the water now. And they're like, no.
I will fight you.
Yeah, I'm right. I'll drink some... Yeah. I'm not drinking water. God bless you.
I so badly want this to be true. Please let it be true. Oh, Heavenly Father.
I'm hoping, like Chip Chase, I'm hoping it's true.
Why are you hoping? I mean, this is an odd thing to hope for.
Because it's Christmas.
For, people to be able to pay their rents this Christmas, people be able to get through their energy bills. You're just hoping for...
Yeah, but,
But drunk monks.
There's a kind of smuggery goes with monkery, isn't there? You know, holier than us.
Okay.
Let's say monks taking down a peg or two.
Damn those monks. Having their whale of a time with their cassocks and their
cassocks and their
vow of poverty.
Eight pints of ale a day and God knows what else.
If I had one wish, then this would be my wish to be true.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know maritime law, but... Yeah.
But I know how wishes work.
I hadn't realised the scale of monk hate amongst the Newsbiscuit writers. Yeah. I just didn't know this seething thing was existing as a... I'm shocked. Oh. I'm shocked and stunned. Well,
it's bad monks, I think, that we like to wheedle out.
Yeah.
This is entirely true.
Woohoo!
A Thai temple has been left without monks after they all failed drug tests and were expelled. Four monks, including the abbot, caused to leave the monkhood after urine tests showed evidence of illegal drugs, the Bangkok Post reported. And the department of the monks has caused consternation in the local community, which relies on them for religious functions.
And for drugs.
And drugs as well. Yeah.
There has also been concern about what will happen to several dogs and cats that live in the temple. Because everyone worries about the dogs and cats.
Well, yeah.
In all
obviously, they'll be flushed down the toilet.
They'll go
into pearls.
Yeah.
Paul, you've got another story for us.
Police break into gallery to rescue unconscious woman who turned out to be a mannequin. A woman was seen slumped unconscious over a table. Upon breaking in, they only to discover she was made of packing tape and foam filler.
To be honest, that's true of all the women I've dated. Do you say they got the police in?
Yes. So someone obviously had walked past.
Yeah, but the point being is they hadn't bothered to sort of physically go over and check her or to sort of help her out. They thought, best not. And not even phone an ambulance. Let's get the police involved.
It was after hours.
And then you don't help people when it's after hours. You're like,
picture this. You walk past. Sometimes they don't look like, you know, they just look like houses, don't they? Some galleries. Do they? Yeah, I'm sure. Let's go with that. Yeah. So you're walking past essentially a house and a woman's there slumped over a table. You don't like to break in. So you have to call the police.
Is this you? Is this a story about you? And when you say
diary entry,
and museum, you actually, this is a house, was it?
Yeah.
Isn't this the plot to Mannequin?
Yeah.
And then she came alive. There's a man called Hollywood who was dressing the window at the time.
Right.
That all makes sense.
It's getting more ridiculous.
So the police got a call. It was the woman was slumped face forward in a bowl of soup.
What? I'm sorry. No. If someone's got her head in a bowl of soup, you've got to go over and take their head out. You don't go, we're just going to wait and we'll phone the police because it's not even a medical issue.
Drowning.
Now, I don't know maritime law, but it sounds like she's drowning.
Yes. I do know breaking and entering law.
And you
can't.
Yes, I bet you do, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, your specialist area for 10.
Yes. So I can see what this person's walked past with. Oh my God, there's a woman with a face in a bowl of soup. I'm not going to risk it in case she turns nasty. The police came, went, oh my God, broke in, shocked to discover. And the person there was a woman in the gallery. She was making a cup of tea upstairs.
So a real woman.
I thought you could say she's making a cup of soup.
And so she came down, went, oh, surprise, obviously.
What's the noise surprise she made there, Paul?
Ooh.
And that's chit chat.
Was she inflatable?
Yeah. I think it worked out in the end.
This work out in the end? It didn't work out in the beginning.
They all got commissioned for a TV series on Netflix. It all worked out. Yeah. It was all good.
It's art as life, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
Really.
It was an installation.
Damien Hirst.
It was a similar thing. You know, when you've walked, many a time I walked past that gallery and I thought, my God, there's a shark stuck in that box. Heartwarming Christmas story, I thought. Face warming Christmas story.
Okay, we'll get for some true.
Say like that.
Seriously, you're bringing this. Oh, I mean,
I've just wasted your time. Come, Right then, you sound like the police when they came in.
Well, it doesn't follow the traditional three-act structure, does it? So, false.
Yes, that's where most of these things fall apart, is it doesn't follow the Aristotelian structures of what might consider truth.
If there had been more details, like what flavour the soup was, I thought, you know, it could have worked if it was broccoli and Stilton or something like that.
This is a minestrone setup, isn't it?
Can I just interject here? The soup was broccoli and Stilton. I didn't have that to say.
Okay. Well, in that case, God be true. I'm going true.
Because of the soup, right?
Because of the actual soup, you know.
Well, if you smell broccoli and Stilton soup, it's easy to pass out into.
It smells
soup.
Like bad socks.
That's it.
This is true.
Back of the net.
Is he sure, Paul?
It is true.
Read it again.
Is it you broke into a house and there was a woman making her dinner and the police got called in?
Has he just been reading out his witness statement?
That's the alibi you're going to use.
I'm just getting in now. I just thought I'd run it past you before I popped out this afternoon.
Needs more work, Paul. Needs more work.
Yeah. All now, Chip Chaser said it's true. That's kind of he can now back you up in court.
He's the accomplice.
Chip Chase, what about you?
You're more likely to get a computer virus when visiting religious sites than you are a porn site.
And are they the only two sites that you're aware of, Chip Chase?
The only two that I ever go to.
It's a little Venn diagram, I go to one and then I go to the other
for absolution.
Did they do confession online now?
Yeah, they did.
There's a Venn diagram of porn and religion, and then it's just Chip Chase's face in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle.
And virus.
It was started by those monks who got arrested for the drugs.
That's maybe what they got arrested for.
And my IT knowledge is not fantastic, but usually in order to get a virus, you have to actually sort of click on links and download stuff. Do religious sites have a lot of stuff you could download?
Absolutely. Scary, isn't it? Do you want click for absolution? Click for communion. Yeah. I'm guessing they can do that over the internet now.
Naked selfies of Jesus.
Send for your own baptism certificate, that sort of stuff, when you're trying to pull a scam.
Yeah. It's they might say click here or, you know, burn in hell.
Yeah.
And so they do.
Well, porn sites, they want repeat business. Why would you get, you're not going to get viruses on porn sites because porn sites actually want you to come back for more porn.
That's what you keep telling Mrs.
I'm just supporting small industries here.
Yeah.
Very small industries and very large industries at the same time.
Yeah, it's the only way to fight Brexit.
Yes, that's right.
One masturbation at a time. Porn sites. I mean, actually, I imagine porn sites are actually relatively safe.
You imagine,
I imagine.
You don't have to imagine them. They're there.
No, but they would be. Because why? It's not in their interests for their sites to be sort of, you know, giving you viruses and stuff. Because they actually just want you to come back. Because, well, you know, porn's fantastic.
So what you're saying is the porn industry is a lot more professional than religion.
Yeah. Well, they've got no reason to try and trick you. Whereas I can imagine faith sites, on the other hand, when you come to a faith site, they know that you're not going to come back for repeat business because once you look at it, you kind of go, well, that's a load of hogwash. You're not going to come back some more. So they why not send you a virus and make some extra cash off?
Yeah, but you might say click here for pictures of Sister Mary.
Yeah. That's a sort of amalgamation of the two, isn't it?
What kind of virus would you get, though? I mean, off the religious sites. I mean, again, most viruses are linked to scamming you of money and stuff. And don't religions do that perfectly fine without when they put the virus?
Pass a plate around, yeah.
They don't piggyback into someone else's site. They're already in the code. Well,
piggybacking is the other kind of site.
Yes.
There's a lot of shouting of, oh, God, on both of those.
Yeah.
And the devil does work in mysterious ways.
No.
This is true.
Paul's argument is that it's the devil that is behind these things.
All things.
Your Honor.
And if you just click on the link I'm putting up on the screen now.
Hang on.
I can see how it would work, but do as many people go to religious sites as go to porn sites?
No,
definitely not.
Let's clear it up right now. Not even slightly. I imagine it's a ratio of 1,000 to 1 in favor of porn.
Okay. False.
They found that on the average religious sites carry three times more malware threats than porn sites.
Is there an average religious site?
Probably.
What's an average religious site? Just a bit of everything. There's one. There's 2.5 gods because of the averages.
Yeah.
Finally, we reach the magic eight ball. Each of our guests is going to give us their predictions for next month's news.
Government to deal with rail strikes by using airstrikes.
NASA pledges to retrieve Harry Kane's penalty missed ball on its next Artemis mission.
Ghost of Christmas present to go on strike due to workload this season. Taking the energy companies around the looking in people's houses.
Yeah, look at that woman in the bowler suit, they say. Yeah.
She's still there.
And that brings us to the end of this episode. And I can reveal this month's winner, thanks to the heating crisis, is anyone getting socks this Christmas? I'd like to thank our guests, Dan Swerrett.
Bye.
Chip Chase.
Goodbye and happy Christmas.
And Paul L.
Bye.
And I leave you with these headlines. Incestuous couple file for divorce, citing irreconcilable similarities. Celine Dion has rare neurological disorder, but assures fans her heart will go on. And man smuggling chocolate bar under hat has bounty on his head.
Hey!
That is a good one.
Come on.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
You've been listening to News Biscuit, free to read and free to write for. We accept submissions from any budding satirist, young or old. Visit newsbiscuit.com to submit headlines, stories, and to support new writers.
News Biscuit. Real fake news.
This is the Christmas episode, believe it or not.
Think for yourself.
So I expect lots of topical Christmas gags, like, I know, shortage of housing in Bethlehem and things like that.
Do we need videos on?
You can do.
Yeah, there's no...
Are you dressed?
Well, top half.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. In that case, said, oh, this is the worst OnlyFans account I've ever encountered.